Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Comes from a no-name. It says, "Hey, Freak Show, I've never ever wanted to be the wife who nags their husband needlessly. I've seen it happen, and it tears apart relationships faster than anything else. But before I get too emotional, I wanted to ask you guys a question. My husband drives trucks, so he's gone about 2 weeks out of the month, give or take, and he's on the road. I work and I take care of our kids, so we handle our business of our family together. He left a few days ago and left his iPhone watch here on the nightstand. Around 2 a.m., it started getting messages from a number saying, 'What's up?' and a few emojis and LOL. And I'm thinking, who's so comfortable texting my man at 2 o'clock in the morning? It went on till about 3 o'clock. I basically spent the night and the next day reverse searching this person's info and found that A, she's a stripper.
Oh, wow.
I found B.
You're good.
I found B, her Snapchat, and her OnlyFans link that were both on her Instagram page. Now, he and I have gone to the strip clubs together the whole time that we've had our relationship. Hello, we live in Tampa. But we've never gotten anybody's phone number before we left. Him going, I don't care about, but I'm waiting until he gets back because I don't want to have this conversation with him out. I just know how that goes. But I want to ask you, why do you get a stripper's phone number? I only have one reason in my head. I don't want to make the news report. But if I find out that it is the reason I'm thinking of, I think I may. Please tell me, why would you ever get a stripper's phone number? Okay. Okay.
I mean, this is the obvious, right?
What's the obvious?
Go ahead. You go first.
Because you want to have sex with them. You're trying to hook up. That's what the obvious is.
Okay, Davi, is there any other reason you could think of?
Please.
Yeah, they're I'm not absolving him of any wrong here. Okay. What I'm just saying.
Are you about to say a but?
Is he's not necessarily hooking up with this lady. He met her. He could have met her.
Just hit you with the blink, blink.
He might be trying to.
I crossed my legs. My hand is under my head.
I'm saying he might want to. He might be trying to. I'm not saying but this doesn't immediately.
There's
mean,
not enough evidence to show you that they hooked up
this
yet.
This is a lady of the night. She has a lot of. she's got her OnlyFans situation. Right. This is how
she
makes
awake.
Her money off of men.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying it's not 100% guaranteed that he hit it.
Right, but why would a man ask for a stripper's phone number?
I got
afterwards.
Go
ahead.
She might have asked for his phone number.
Yeah, they swap numbers.
What if, in the
champagne room.
Because let me tell you,
yeah.
I do know that if you are, how can I say, if you are generous tipping and they want to keep you, you know, like as a constant customer,
right?
Then they have your contact. They're like, Hey, baby,
teasing.
You coming in?
I will come on in
because that helps them get money in if you're a good spender.
When I worked at the strip clubs, if it was slow, you would see the manager start to tell the ladies like, "Hey, you better start reaching out to people. Help us get some people in here.
Yeah, reach out to
your regulars.
So that could be.
I'm not saying he's not in the wrong.
I'm done.
That could be it.
I get that there are guys out there that do that, and whether you're single or married, that's your business. But this person wrote us, and it sounds like he's 100% cheating. There's no reason to be asking for.
Like, we can't say 100% cheating.
It sounds like that's what's going on. And if he didn't leave his watch there, she would have never found out about it. And why are you getting a stripper's phone number and not letting your wife know?
Okay, so your husband gets a stripper's phone number. Is that enough to make some furniture move at the house?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's the question. Because Meredith heard that and was sold. We have other reasons.
We tried to explain it to her.
Yeah. She's not listening.
No.
All right, 888-429-0941. Is that enough for you to bug out, ladies? All right, Freak Show, Wild 94.1. We got a confession that basically Mama's got some FBI skills. Now, the man left his iPhone watch. He's out on the road as a truck driver. I guess he went to the strip club and he started, I guess, somehow he's got the phone number of a stripper. She's found that out.
Yeah.
Now she's asking, before I bug out, is there a reason to have a stripper's phone number in your phone?
If you're a married man.
And you're married and whatever else.
And you're out of town.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So
always traveling.
So we have we've given Meredith a bunch of the reasons, and she didn't like it.
No.
So now.
Your excuses for him?
We got to deal with that. All right, so 888-429-0941, what we got?
Out the 813, she better than me. I'm not waiting until he gets home. I'm meeting him at the truck stop, ready to go. we got another one that said, that man's cheating. Truckers hit it and quit it and leave without a trace. New town, different women.
Ooh.
Okay, stop. All right, wait. Adriana's on the phone. Hey, Adriana, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. He's got the phone number. No evidence. She didn't see nothing crazy, no sexting or nothing like that, but she saw a lot of friendliness. Was that enough
Doesn't
to bug
matter.
Out?
Doesn't matter. Take away that she's a stripper. She's still a woman. So why is this woman texting you 2 in the morning? If you want to talk, you can text me. Is it that serious? So, yeah. No, he doing something. It's something up.
But he went to a strip club. That's what he did.
Mm. It don't matter. Okay, and why are you getting numbers? Can I get a mail? Can I get a number? Can I get a mail number, a stripper, and he be texting me 2 in the morning?
No.
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 Okay, no.
So he texting her, saying, I got to come find you. And it's a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we headed out to find them.
We find the people.
We find them. Yes. She's like, I pull up. I don't know about anybody else.
No, I am going to pull up. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's see. We got, hey, Nicole, you said you and your husband do stuff together, right?
Yes, we do.
All right. So this isn't a way for you to be together if he's on the road. So if he gets a phone number and you see he's got a phone number, nothing improper yet, but just having the phone number, is that enough to make you have an issue?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that when we go together, it's an established level of trust that we do things together and respect for one another. Absolutely no phone numbers. No, not away from each other.
Oh, okay. All
oh
right.
Oh, my gosh.
But like Dobby's excuse about, hey, text your regulars because we need to get some people in here. That could be a thing, though, right?
I mean, it could. But, I mean, as a someone in a committed relationship, you should know better. And especially at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're away, no, that's not okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
We got to have business hours.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Nicole. Let's see. Wait, we got a Nicole in Englewood, too. You have a theory. What you got?
Here's my theory. First time caller, by the way.
Hey, first time caller. First time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show. Give us this theory. What you got?
So me and my previous husband also used to go to the clubs together. And I would also pass my number out, but it was for... If they had a dancer they liked in general, and it's a dancer that she may have liked, what if he's trying to do something nice for her and give her a private party or something with her favorite dancer? Yeah.
Okay.
That would have been simple.
But he's out of town, though. So you're not going to go to a different city. That, like, really?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to go to a different city for a private party with some random stripper?
Yeah, this is out of town. He is on the road.
This is out of town shit.
Yeah, he's out on the road.
It's possible.
Yeah,
y'all reaching. Yeah.
You sound like a good wingman.
Yeah.
Like, I like you.
I like you. Your husband is taking very good care of.
Yes.
All
right, thank you.
We got a text out the 863. It says, yes, that's enough for me to bug out. Memorial Day of 2020, my dumb fiance was sent to a different state for a work-related emergency. This dummy butt dialed me on the phone while talking on his work cell phone with another woman. Let's just say I have not put on my engagement ring since that day.
Okay, that's crazy. I got another one out of the 813. It says, I went through the same problem. My husband drives trucks, and I recently found out he cheated. I texted this person back just now, and I said, how did you find out? She said, I found a condom in his pocket after I did his laundry. And I said, did he admit it? Yes, he did. She said, he said it was a one-and-done thing, but who knows?
That's them light lizards.
Yeah.
That's them light lizards.
Yeah. That sucks, man.
Condoms
dude.
Come in packs of
That's
threes.
Awful.
She found a condom. He did it twice.
Oh, man.
She had a 2-for-1 going.
Would you stop it? It's terrible.
All right, so, I mean, are we just going to say he's guilty already? I mean, she hasn't had the conversation with him. She's waiting and getting all the receipts.
I'm calling the chick.
Strippers
so know how to take a phone call from a wife.
Okay, fine. Then I'll
so
go.
You're not gonna,
go
you're
from
not gonna
there.
Get it. Wouldn't do you any good to call her because they know how to put defenses up. Am I right?
That's fine.
Yeah. They don't.
Maybe she doesn't
answer a lot.
Maybe
of information.
I could just be.
That's more advice Meredith's not taking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm saying, like Meredith's just looking at us like we.
The Freak Show podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.